Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am so excited to have you here today for this conversation. And if you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to press play, you continue to listen and support this podcast and just lean into your intuition more and just build that life of your dreams, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for your continued support. I really, truly appreciate each and every one of you. And if this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you insight or clarity, if it's giving you a couple of aha moments, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes or Spotify now and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, I think we can all agree that this world is a pretty crazy place. And the information that comes through on this podcast and the conversations that we have can really help a lot of people. Before you go ahead and click submit with that review, go ahead and send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M. And I would love to send you a free gift for taking that time out of your busy day to support this podcast. So before we dive into this episode, I know that there's a lot of you waiting for this episode, and I'm really excited to be talking about this particular topic, which is my personal microdosing journey. I wanted to give you guys a heads up. I am hosting not one, but two full-day virtual workshops. One is going to be on April 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and this is a psychic and mediumship development workshop. This is ideal for anybody who is in the beginning stages of their psychic and their mediumship journey, and they're really wanting active participation rather than passive courses. This is going to be a great workshop for you. It's going to be, I would say, out of the 6 hours, we're going to really learn a lot, maybe 2 of the hours, and the rest of the 4 hours, I am pushing you off a cliff, getting you outside of your comfort zone, and really diving into your own intuition and psychic abilities, as well as your mediumship abilities. The cost to it is only $99. I will leave the link in the show notes for you if you are interested in joining. I am trying to keep this a somewhat smaller container so it can be a little bit more interactive and hands-on. So be sure to go ahead and reserve your spot. Now, the next workshop that I am going to be hosting is on May 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this is going to be a trans mediumship workshop. And this is one that I'm excited for both, but this one is geared for evidential mediums, those who are already a little bit more down the development journey. So this is great for professional psychic mediums and spiritual readers, those people who are maybe doing tarot readings and want to start really deepening their connection to spirit. So this is going to be, again, another six-hour workshop, all virtual. And it's going to be Eastern Standard Time, 10 to 4. I'm also going to be doing a trans mediumship demonstration as well as energy healing in this particular workshop. If you feel called to join, I will also leave the link to reserve your spot in the show notes as well. So now that that is all said and done, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, which is my microdosing journey. So a couple of let's start from the beginning. Now, I did an episode back in January talking about seasonal affective disorder and tips and tricks that can help you combat this gray cloud that seems to come into our lives beginning of, you know, November until March or April. And this year, to be completely honest, I've always struggled with it, but this year it really hit harder for me. I don't know why that is, but I was really seeking help with this time around. I changed my diet around. I got a membership to red light therapy. I really did as much as I possibly could with the tools that I know. You know, I really relied on breath work and meditation and journaling. And again, I did red light therapy and tanning here and there. And it helped a little. But I really wanted to break through this. I really wanted to get out of this rut that I was in. So I've been hearing about microdosing since honestly 2021. I think that's when it kind of got on the scene. And I was always very interested in it. And it was always on the back burner. But it kept on really just coming up for me and being like, you should try it. Just try it. What's the worst that's going to happen? So I did my research. I did my due diligence. I found a company that supplies, incredible quality microdosing that I will, again, leave a coupon code for 10% off your first purchase with them in the show notes for you. So I went ahead and I started. And when you begin your microdosing journey, the protocol, so there's a particular protocol, or I mean, I guess there's a lot of protocols. The first 2 weeks, I was told to do, I believe it was like 2 days on, 3 days off, 2 days on, 3 days off. So I went ahead and I did that. And when I tell you, I think I started this on a Friday. So I had my first dose on a Friday. And the first dose is like this, you're just like a pig in shit. I was so elated and happy the entire day. You couldn't wipe the grin off my face. And I was just happy. Like I was just really in this euphoric state and it was wonderful. And then the second day that I started, I really began to notice the shift in my everyday mindset. The chatter that was constantly in my head just quieted down. It was wild. And not just that, it really allowed me to detach from a lot of the beliefs or thoughts that were keeping me in that funky place. So I continued with that protocol of like, I think it was 2 days on, 3 days off, 2 days on, and then you go ahead and you do, and then the protocol changes once you become immune to the psilocybin to like, I think it was 4 days on, 4 days off, I think. I'm not entirely sure, but I continued with that protocol for about an extra 2 weeks. And the whole experience has just been absolutely eye-opening, and I can't say enough great things about it. And I'm still continued to be blown away, because even on the days I don't dose, there are still just revelations, and just my mind is still so clear even on non-dosing days. So this is like magic, guys. It really is. And if you are someone who is like me, who doesn't want to necessarily go down the route of antidepressants or anti-anxiety or something along those lines, I highly suggest trying microdosing. Not only did my mental state just clear up and help dramatically, my connection to spirit has been like unbelievable, like absolutely unbelievable. I didn't think that this was one of the benefits of microdosing, that you just really truly feel so incredibly clear and connected, and your intuition is just so flowy and precise, and it's just, it's been so incredible. So I'm definitely going to be doing more episodes where I talk more about the benefits of psilocybin and microdosing mushrooms, as well as other things that I've learned, because I'm only 6 weeks in and I feel like I've just compacted like 3 years worth of healing into this 6 weeks. So many things have come up for me, and the things that I can say right now from my personal experience this past 6 weeks is, number one, there's always room for growth. There is always, always room for growth. When you think that you've mastered something, when you think that you have healed something, when you really put that block in and around your personal journey, microdosing mushrooms is going to blow that right out of the water. There are so many levels to growth, and there's so much evolution that we can, as human beings, really get to. So that's the first thing. Like, that's honestly the first thing. Things have come up for me that I really truly wasn't aware of, like things that I was holding on to energetically, childhood trauma that I was holding on to energetically, and that was really kind of the catalyst for limiting beliefs that I'm really trying to work through. And the thing with this also is, it's not all rainbows and butterflies. Like, that's another thing, you know. I'm talking this way just because the overall experience is something that you will never ever regret. But when something comes up and when you are working through something, you will not be able to avoid it. You will not be able to avoid it. So for example, I feel like this is a really great example because I'm actually not a very emotional person. I know like a lot of the people that know me personally are probably like shaking their head like, yeah, she's really not. But something happened last week that really kind of blew me out of the water. And that was, I was coming down from my office from a session, and my older dog, who is 13 years old now, she's an old girl, she was asleep on the, you know, my wooden floor, and she had to go outside. I was basically coming outside because I knew she had to go out. So I woke her up, and I was trying to get her up, and she tried to get herself up and she couldn't get up. So she tried again and she couldn't get her back legs up. And I started to become a little anxious and like worried, just for the simple fact that I know that once the back legs go, it's kind of downhill from there, because I've had other dogs. And so I started to get a little emotional and upset. So I went to her and I tried picking her up, and, you know, we got her up and then she fell back down. And then I picked her back up and she fell back down. So I started to get emotional. The tears started to flow and everything like that. And just like this burst, like the emotions that started to come out of me were just like worry and grief and sadness. And just, it was a wild experience. And while I'm sitting there like crying, like saying, it's okay, you can get up, you can get up, she just got up. She just ended up getting up, no problem, wagging her tail, walking to the side door, and is looking at me like, what, mom? What's the problem? Like, I was tired and I just lost my balance for a second. So it ended up her being fine. But that tiny little experience of, you know, her, it looking like it was going to be a problem, just opened up this whole fear that I hold on to, and I think that we all hold on to. And I know I'm a psychic medium, but I will be the first one to tell you that, you know, just because our loved ones move on, and just because I know that they are safe and that they are happy and that they are with us in spirit, doesn't take away the grief that we feel, right? It's never going to take away the grief that we feel. It might make us feel better, but that heartbreak from losing someone who's so dear to us, whether it is our fur baby or, you know, just somebody that has made a huge impact on our life, it still sucks, man. Your heart is still breaking. So I really just kind of sat there. And she came back in and she's wagging her tail. She found her bone. She was living her best life. And I'm sitting there on my couch just watching her. And I couldn't stop these emotions that came up. And the emotions were just like fear of losing someone, you know? It just really was like a wake-up call that, like, there's a lot of people in my life that are not doing well. They have health problems. And I also have, you know, a grandmother who's turning 90 years old that's having health problems. And, you know, I have a dog that has been there by my side for the past 13 years that, you know, I know eventually she's going to have to move on. And it was a lot for me. It was just a lot to digest. And I just let myself be. Like, that's the biggest thing when it comes to microdosing, is that when these emotions come up in whatever gateway that's going to be, they're not going to stop. Like, you're not going to be able to, like, push it down. Like, it just doesn't work that way when you're on psilocybin. It comes up when it needs to come up, and it makes you very, 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 very aware of the vibrations and the fears that you're holding on to at the subconscious level. And the thing that I've also noticed is that when I experienced these breakthroughs, because trust me, there were quite a few within the 6 weeks that I've been on psilocybin, it's like, how can I say it? It's very emotional. But then I feel like my nervous system shuts down. Like, I just get utterly exhausted. So when these breakthroughs happen and I cry and I let it out in a physical kind of way, I literally feel like my body just kind of starts to shut down and I get very, very tired. And I feel like it's my nervous system and just my highest self being like, okay, you've done enough today. Now you need to go and rest. So those are the two things that I would say are the most important to know, especially if you're going to be going on your own personal microdosing journey, because as gentle as the medicine is, it also knows how powerful you are. It also knows when you are ready to face things that you might have not faced. So you have to really be prepared for those times. And sometimes, and I'm being honest, I think maybe it's just because I'm in the early stages, it's almost like you don't know when this is going to happen, right? Like, this whole emotional release for me happened when I was trying to pick up my dog, like on a random Tuesday. You know what I mean? So just being aware of that, I think, is something that you need to just keep in the back of your mind if you decide to embark on this journey. Another thing that I did want to say too, when it comes to microdosing, is, again, you're going to get what you need. You are going to get what you need. So what I mean by that is, some people will just feel so good and so clear and so calm and collected. Whereas some other people, if they do the same amount of microdosing, they might just want to go to sleep. And that's quite literally because their nervous system is just basically running on overdrive and it's telling you, you need to stop, like, you need to rest. It's just such a remarkable experience, and it's one that I highly recommend for everybody. So again, if you are interested in embarking on this journey, I will leave a link to get 10% off your first purchase with Golden Rule Mushrooms. I highly recommend them. The next time I get an order in, I'm probably going to try something different. I am using the Golden Teacher strand. It's very gentle. It's very calming. And again, it really is, like, that's the best name for the brand that I'm using. It's the Golden Teacher, because it teaches you so much about yourself. It teaches you so much about why you do the things that you do, but it also gives you a cushion to let go, just let go of the thoughts and the worries and the concerns and the never-ending story that you're telling yourself. It's amazing. I highly recommend. I'm so excited that I was able to share this piece of my microdosing journey with you. be sure to hang out with me on Instagram at Erica W. Russo. I will be sharing even more of my journey and more benefits there as well. I love you guys. I hope everyone's doing fine or well or beautiful, and I will see you around the internet.